This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry that day. We're gonna be
all right, here we are, 7 and a half hours, Tech Talk time. Good Day's Tech Talk, featuring the talents of Greg Stebbin, who, among other things, is the technical writer, technical author, technical contributor. I like that word. Yeah, he's the technical dude at Men's Health Magazine, also the author of White House Confidential, a great book looking with insightful reality into the lives about some of our presidents that are a little whacked. Okay? Not that you'd want to think that too many of our presidents are whacked, but you elect either one of the people that seem to be on the top of the heap here, you can be sure there'll be whacked stories coming out of that. So, anyway, Greg is a prolific writer and a student of the world we live in, because the world is all about technology. So, I'm going to give you two stories. All right?
I'm ready.
Richie and Victoria are familiar with you. We have Greg Stebbin, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Stefan on Tech Talk Time.
And I just want to establish, I don't know what these two stories are, so this is almost like a game show for me.
Well, the first one has to do with Netflix and trying to figure out what to do with a Netflix account that is frozen much of the time. We rebooted the computer last night, rebooted everything, and we were watching on Netflix Blacklist. And it just froze. And Meredith says it does it all the time. And so I rebooted the modem, and we rebooted the box that was under the TV, and it came back to a point, but then it did the same thing again. And so Richie and Victoria both suggested that the account has to be directly wired, but it is sort of directly wired into Fios, into the modem, but the wire has to go directly into the TV. That's what they said.
How many TVs do you have in the house?
Two.
The first thing I would do, if you didn't already do this, is I would go try and watch on the other TV to see if it happens there. Because is it your TV? Is it the box hooked up to the TV? Is it your internet? Or is it Netflix? You need to narrow it down to the most likely suspect.
Uh-huh. And also on a Sunday night, you're hitting a lot of Netflix people who are also watching Netflix.
With Fios, I would hope that wouldn't be a problem. But
Fios is the worst.
It's a legitimate problem. Hmm. You know.
All right, so we weren't unique in having, that's not something that's unique.
Well, I find most people have that buffering issue when they're watching Netflix on a laptop or on an iPad. But typically, and Greg, I watch Netflix on my TV. I have a smart TV, an LG, and I watch Netflix, and I never have that issue, ever. So I'm not sure if Doug is using Wi-Fi and that's the problem, or I'm not sure what his setup is, so it's hard to diagnose it.
Right, and so if the minute that happens...
Wi-Fi.
It's not Wi-Fi. It's hardwired into your gateway or some other device.
Hardwired into the modem. And
the modem is next to the TV.
Yes. Why are you laughing, you snob?
That was a segment I always turned into a phone call that I'm having with my mom. It just won't work.
Oh, I know, right?
Don't know why.
Well, because there are a lot of people who pay for this stuff.
A lot of people do this. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not right. It's not fair.
Right. So. And they're all exactly like Doug's.
No. All right. So
in a certain demographic, they are.
You snobby, blanking elitists who know all of it, and you're happy to laugh at other people that don't have it.
Describe your situation.
I'm sick of paying for this crap that doesn't work.
Right. We can't definitively describe your situation,
well,
so we're not
the
helping
problem
anybody.
Is, Doug, you don't even know which crap doesn't work
right,
yet.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So
you
really have to figure out whose crap it is that doesn't work.
I'm sure it has something to do with Fios, because they're the worst. They're the crappiest of the crappers, as far as I'm concerned. All right, so here's another one.
Fix that problem.
Okay. So now... You're going to love this one. I don't want to hear a word from you. Just keep quiet.
I feel like I'm at Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, since your house is broken.
Okay, so I had a new... I remember I told you I was getting a new computer installed. It was all 8 gigabyted up, and I got a couple of new screens so that I could see better. It was nice. Nothing's faster. But when the guys did this, I have my Gmail account, and I have my Outlook account. The Outlook account is part of Windows 7. So So I want him just to transfer everything over from the old computer to the new computer. Well, apparently he forgot to do the email account. So when I go to use it, there's nothing. There are no email addresses from the old Outlook. So I said, what are we going to do about this? Because he'd wiped out the hard drive to the other computer because I'm giving it to one of the people that work for me. So he's taken everything off of it. And then he says, I'll fix it. I'll put all the contacts in from your Gmail account. Well, I have thousands of contacts in my Gmail account. I don't use them all the time. Some of the addresses are wrong. And that's what he put in. So now I sent an email to Jennifer, for example, and it went to the wrong address because it's got so many different addresses. And now I can't seem to be able to figure out how to get the contacts back in unless you've got some ideas.
You're not going to like what I'm going to say.
Okay.
I've had a Mac for a week now.
Yeah, I'm not going to like
it. And one of the wonderful things about an Apple computer is you can buy a box called a Time Machine, and you hook it up to your computer. And then when you get a new machine, you hit a button, and it just makes the new machine look and act exactly like the old machine.
I've heard about that, but I've never
used one. Why can't you do that with Windows or with...
Because it's a Microsoft product.
They don't make that. It doesn't exist, I think, right?
I mean, it sounds like your tech guy made a big mistake.
Yep.
If he wiped... So here's the lesson for everybody. Whether you have a Mac or a Windows computer, doesn't matter. If you're not... First of all, using Dropbox is great because in addition to all the other benefits of sharing and everything, it's backing up a lot of stuff on your computer, but it's not backing everything up. I don't think Dropbox would have backed up the contacts that Doug has lost. That's why some kind of backup to an external hard drive, which is what Time Machine is, or to a service like Carbonite. I personally love Carbonite. I recommend it all the time. You know, it's $60 a year, and it'll essentially give you such peace of mind.
Greg, here's the problem, okay? All of that depends on Doug backing it all up somewhere or it being set up to back up somewhere.
Well, not like a Carbonite.
Carbonite and all those things, that is so 8-track, that is so cassette deck. The cloud is where it's at. Doug, I could take my computer or my phone and throw it out on the beltway, let it get run over by a Mac truck, walk into the Apple store, buy a new computer or a new phone, and this is Windows, or it doesn't matter whether it's a Mac or Windows, and just buy it, log in, and all of my stuff is there. My email, my files, my everything, it's all
now,
there.
Now, but you also have to be careful, and Mac users, I've fallen victim to this too. I'm a total Mac household, but I have sometimes deselected that things get saved to the cloud, so I've had to go back through and make sure documents are going there, where music is going. You have to also point it in the right direction. You can't just trust it blindly.
That's if you're using the Apple cloud. I mean, like, I'm a Google guy too, so all my email, all of my files, everything are all in Google. And then, yes, my contacts and my photos are in part on Apple, but also my photos go to Flickr as well. So, I could throw my phone out the window, open up another phone, log in, and nothing has changed.
Let me just interject here.
There's too many assumptions that you know more than you. They want you to buy the stuff, spend the money, and then they don't give a damn.
But the problem is,
you're on your own.
You have a device on your desk that doesn't work.
Right. The problem, Rich, with what you just described, it works for you and it works for a good chunk of the population, but some people...
And it's
for instance,
where everything's going.
Well, it is where... I think it's the best solution, but for instance, Doug is still an Outlook user, and as long as he's going to continue to be an Outlook user, and there's a lot of Outlook users, Well, yes, but even though you're stuck, there's solutions for your stuckness. And one of the solutions for your stuckness is Carbonite, which, by the way, was one of the first companies to use the cloud to accomplish what we're talking about.
And it's a good company, and it works well if you use it. I'm just saying it's an 8-track.
Yeah. Well, I'm not disagreeing with you there, but not everyone's going to go open a Gmail account, and not everyone's going to go buy a Mac, and
he's
going to probably...
Yeah.
Okay, but for some reason it wasn't integrated with his Outlook account.
Because
so
he's used to Outlook.
Okay.
And then that's
now I've captured all of the usable email, the stuff that I use every day with the right addresses that was on the Outlook, not necessarily part of.
I don't agree with, you know, Rich, you and I can respectfully disagree about this.
Sure.
But I don't agree that there is a in this case we're kind of talking about a two solution, you know, pick A or B. It's just not going to work for everybody. And so that's where companies companies like Carbonite or an external hard drive are hugely effective and, frankly, so economical that, you know, I actually used to do work for Carbonite. And I, when I first heard about it, when they first told me about the company when they were first launching it, my reaction then, the world has changed, but it's still true for someone like Doug, is like they've cured the cancer of personal computing because the biggest problem is losing stuff. And here we are in 2016, and Doug, like many, many other people, is in a position where he can lose stuff and he needs a solution to put an end to it. And he's not probably going to make a huge change in his technology use right now. Maybe never.
No, I might when it gets impossible to do this, but I'd rather, that's not my business.
I mean, you're still my using business, Windows 7.
I'm in business to do radio programming, produce programs. I'm not in business to try to figure out how to run a GD computer. That's not my business.
And I am completely sympathetic.
So I'm still
ironically, Doug, I will tell you that in the last year and a half, I went from Windows 7 to Windows 10. And I went from Windows 10 to a Mac.
Yeah, I
have no transition.
I will never go to Windows 10 from what I know.
Well, the transition from Windows 7 to Windows 10 was much harder than going from Windows 10 to a Mac.
Yeah.
And that tells you that there's something wrong in that part of the world of computing.
A Chromebook would answer a lot of your headaches, too.
It would, but in my case, it might be perfect for Doug.
For Doug,
I'm a heavy user with certain pieces of software.
Right,
So Chromebooks are great for a lot of people, and I love the fact that you can get a really good one for $200. And that's really where you can have... You know, throw it out.
Maybe I should get one of those and get used to using it. All right, but
can we answer all your problems?
Still a problem. 19 past the hour.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top. Watch the top.
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you've got to check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold silver IRA.
A private storage gold silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437, 800-554-8437.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Cheers. 23 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time from Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, along with our friend Greg Stebbin, who's the technical editor at Men's Health Magazine. Also here, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen has found her way to the control board. At least this will be the first time in about a month since she broke her leg that she's there. Nice to have her there. And so we move on into other problems that are not just mine, but everybody else's. But there have to be plenty of people listening to me who are saying, yeah, Doug, yeah, that's my problem, too. I just sent a note to the guy who's my technical guy, and I said to him what I just said to you. This is not my business. I have you guys doing this because I need it for my business. It is not my business.
Right.
I need it as a tool because that's the acceptable way to do business. If I could do business without having all this crap around, I would be very happy. But I can't. So now I hire people to make sure that I have what I need, and instead of that, what I have is a problem because they didn't think about things that they ought to have thought about. And it's extraordinarily frustrating.
So, but let me ask you this, though, just real quick. If you've got a pin in the wheel of your, let's just say in the caliper of your tractor wheel, okay, let's a pin. What tool are you going to use to knock that pin out?
I'm going to use a little chisel and a hammer.
Okay.
A little chisel or a pin prick or something like that, and just pop it out with a hammer and a little prick.
You wouldn't use a pair of vice grips, right?
I might, depending on how hard it is. If it would not come out easily, I put a pair of vice grips on the bottom of it and pull it out.
The bottom line is the best tool for the job. And what I'm trying to do is get you to look.
No, you're telling me the Mac is the best tool for the job.
Well, you just
it may be, but it requires a lot of time, and I wasn't interested in putting the time in. I'm sure I'm safe, or I thought I was. I am now, actually, the way you guys have described it, you and Greg and Victoria. I wished I'd have done that instead of spending $1,000 for this.
That's what I've been trying to tell you for years is we can make these tools better for you, so that there's not all this aggravation. But you're just like everybody, Doug. You're used to what you're used to, and you don't want to make the change.
Well, I don't want to take the time because I got other things to do with my time.
I know.
And so now I'm wasting this time, and maybe I could just have learned. That I will tell you, anytime I use in a hotel a Mac, I find it fairly easy to figure it's intuitive to a point.
It is. It's very intuitive. That's exactly the word.
Very intuitive.
Yep. Yeah. That jumped to mind as soon as I switched over from PC to Mac. I couldn't. There is a learning curve, and it is a little bit scary and intimidating.
When they rolled out Windows 10, my position on it for most people was, if you're going to change to a new operating system, which was virtually required, don't change to Windows 10. Just get them. This is the time to get a Mac. You're going to have to have that learning curve anyway.
How is Microsoft even staying in business?
Let me tell you how Microsoft is staying in business. Gamers, everything runs on Windows, and then both of my kids have HP laptops provided to them by the county that we live in.
Yeah.
So Microsoft goes out and makes these huge deals where every single kid in the school district has a Windows computer. Mm. And which is very interesting, actually. My son, who was growing up an Apple kid, has now gone, Dad, can I get a laptop, a PC for Christmas because I want to be able to play games? Aren't Macs too expensive? And I'm like, here's my Apple-raised son starting to question Apple and want a PC because of what he experiences in the school and all the gamers that he sees on YouTube using.
You know, one of the interesting things about Macs is you can actually run Windows on them, and Windows will run better on a Mac than on a PC.
That's so I can have my Windows, the Outlook sort of thing you're talking about.
You could, yes.
Yeah, they have Outlook for Mac, yep.
All right, thanks for nothing.
I know. All right, I feel like Greg Stephan, talk to us first.
I know. Victoria and Rich, 28 past the hour on the Good Day Tech Talk time.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotics from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures based on annual sales.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, our focus on technology and the information that you can learn by using technology. I was blown away. This is another one of these things Rich is probably going to make fun of me for. I'm looking at the evaluation of the people who are using Twitter and connecting to us, Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. The information that you can find out about the people who are connected to you, because the Twitter profile and the Facebook profile tells you a lot about who you are, and it automatically gains with thousands of people who are in our audience. I can tell you how many people are men and women. I can tell you what the household income is. I can tell you what your worth is. I can tell you what your jobs are. I'm looking at this stuff.
What kind of phone
I'm
you
not
use?
By name, yeah. But I can tell what your buying habits are. I can tell what you use, who you use, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. 41% of the audience uses AT&T for their wireless carrier. Verizon, 35%. 19% use T-Mobile. Sprint, 12%. And by the way, because we have so many foreign listeners, which is another thing that sort of blows my mind. I don't know if you guys looked at this. I think, did everybody get the information
no.
that came? Wow, I'll send it to you. It's
yeah.
really, what do you like for snacks? Consumer purchases. I mean, this is fantastic information, and I don't know whether I should be happy about it or not. It's good for being able to sell what your consumer buying habits are, what kind of cars you buy, what you go to the movies to see, what you watch on television, what your political party affiliation is. 33% of the people listening to this program who use social media are Democrats. 28% have some connection to a political party, 25% Republicans. I find that very interesting, as a matter of fact. And then the interest, what you do with your free time. But even more so, listen to this. The number of people, I wish Jennifer were here, 13% of our audience is from California. 6% is from England using social media. You find
cool.
that interesting?
Yeah, I love that.
6% are from New York, 5% Florida, 5% Texas, 5% New Jersey, 2% Ontario. Greater London accounts for 2% of our listenership on non-radio. I find that fascinating, frankly.
That's great.
But, yeah, I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff in here that I never knew before going through this.
So we have a lot of coasts. We've got London, we've got the East Coast, yeah, and we've got the California. But what about in the middle?
In the middle, there are a lot of states. Illinois is big. Let me go back to that screen if I can. Richie, what did you start to say?
Well, once again, it's a tool. And,
that's what it is.
The great thing, and one of the reasons that radio and media in general has attached itself to digital outlets, is that you can get these kind of analytics so that you can go to an advertiser and go, look, here's the snacks that my audience enjoys.
Yeah,
here's
right.
the wireless carrier.
Yeah, that's what we're going
to
do.
You should be advertising with us because, look, 41% of the listeners that we have.
We're going to an advertising agency this week with this information. And 69% of our listeners are from the United States, 7% from the UK, 5% are Canadians, 2% are Australians, 2% are Indians. We have listeners.
Oh, that Doug Stephanie is very good.
Appreciable listenership in the Netherlands.
And we just lost the 2%.
No,
Germany,
no, come back, please.
Mexico, Brazil, Italy. I find it very.
But once again, Doug, I'm just going to drive this home to you.
Yeah.
It's all a tool.
Yeah,
and you just have to have the right tools for whatever job you're trying to get done.
Yeah.
So be it you're trying to do email at your desk at home or you're trying to sell advertising, you look at the tools.
All right, so you asked a question about what other states. California is the biggest state. New York is second. Florida, third. Texas, fourth. New Jersey, fifth. Let's see here. Georgia, sixth. And Illinois, seventh in the top ten. That's where it shakes out. Okay.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. It surprises me, but it's very interesting.
But what it does is, for any of you who are commercially using Twitter or Facebook, you can get that same information, apparently, by having somebody who knows how to find it. And, of course, as well as I learn, I'm on top of this now, so I'm doing all this work myself.
Okay. More help us.
But I found that very, absolutely fascinating.
It's fascinating. It is.
All right, here's something in technology you'll find pretty interesting. Emergency alerts on your smartphone. The FCC last week, why the hell they're involved in this, I don't know. Let the companies do it themselves. But anyway, the FCC voted to allow texts sent through the wireless emergency system to include links to pictures, maps, and phone numbers.
Yeah.
Why is this a significant improvement, Victoria?
This is huge because when we had the bombing in Chelsea, what is it, a month ago now, when we had the bombing in Chelsea here in New York City, and then we had the other bombs that were picked up at the Elizabeth station in New Jersey, I got an alert on my phone. That whole morning, my phone was blowing up with these alerts, and it says, this is the person that we're looking for. This is the suspect. And ultimately, they found him, except there was no link to a picture. I had to go and separately Google the picture that the FBI or whomever had put out. So now to have a link automatically on your phone as you're walking to work or wherever you are, if you're on mass transit and there might be a threat right there that's imminent, you have the link right there and you can see the picture of who the suspect is. This is a really good improvement, and I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner.
Yeah, it's really, when you look at this stuff, it's, the other side of it is, Victoria, that it points out how much of our life is focused on fear and what we need to be prepared for and how we come, you know, we teach our children or, you know, emergency alerts. When I was a kid, nobody knew from nothing about any of this stuff. Not that it was better. It just seemed to make life more peaceful, and things don't get settled or fixed any better or quicker because of this. You just know more.
Well, no, that's not true, because someone who did spot this guy slumped over on a doorstep somewhere in Elizabeth or whatever town it was.
Yeah,
I mean, that was because the person saw that the FBI had posted all these pictures on social media. So it does actually lead to, in some cases, faster action and a faster resolution.
So you look at the scale, right? The scales of justice, and in this case, trying to fight terrorism, and that terrorism is spread by people recruiting through Twitter, through social media, and online using technology, but it's also fought with technology through these FBI alerts and just social media and everything. And you wonder where that scale is right now. Who's got the advantage right now, and how do we tip those scales in our
favor? Russians have Snowden. That's their advantage.
Yeah.
And I think it's a big advantage. You can see the movie Snowden. You'll see what I'm talking about. All right. Let's see here. What are we working on? A man's letter to an advice columnist has backfired and gone viral. We'll tell you that story in a moment. This is Tech Talk Time at 42 past the hour. This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
There are two types of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The have-dones download the Groupon app and save up to 80% during Grouponathon, Monday, October 3rd through Friday, October 7th. Discover new deals added every day for 5 days on over 50,000 things to do, try, and buy, like beauty and massages, restaurants, getaways, goods, and a whole lot more. Shop Grouponathon, because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
My story is yours. I am a mother.
I'm a father. A son.
A daughter. I am in recovery from a mental illness.
A substance use disorder.
With support from family and community,
we are victorious.
Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
46 past the hour, Tech Talk time focused now on a man who wrote to the Guardian newspaper for marital advice, now regrets his action after his letter angered pretty much every married woman on the planet. He wrote that 6 years ago, his wife gave birth to their youngest child. When she didn't lose the baby weight, he started suggesting weight loss tips and workout routines. She didn't take his advice. He told the columnist that all his efforts to get her to lose the weight were ignored, so he did what he thought would be the most effective approach. He didn't have any sex with her. He says he now regrets the choice because it's been several years since he and his wife had sex.
Oh, no.
He said, I realized my approach was not a good one, and I've been making efforts for the past 2 years to go back to normal, but she's always running away. Women reading the column were seething with anger, and it was all over social media. They were sharing their outrage, as you might imagine. Some guys actually commented on the story as well, asking, how could this guy not think his fan would totally backfire? What a moron this guy is.
Oh,
and the
man.
Advice columnist garnered some praise for her response to him, suggesting he relax, be patient, wait for his wife to get over the fact that he essentially used sex as a punishment. Whew. She added, this is actually good advice for all people in general. Sex and intimacy should never be used for leverage. What an awful reality. My God, this guy. But it did go crazy, didn't it, Victoria?
Yes, absolutely. This
last week especially.
No bueno. This guy's probably deleted all of his social media presence.
Zowie. So...
today, as we said earlier, today is National Boyfriend Day. So we had the great story of the boyfriend who cooked little cat-sized pancakes for his girlfriend's cat while he was babysitting.
Yeah.
And then we have this guy.
Right. It's good.
Polar opposite.
Yeah. So just to sort of not put too much emphasis on what we were talking about earlier, but it has been the main theme of what we've been through today. My foibles and I should have known this and I should have known that and I should have done this and I should have done that. My guy is a wonderful guy, actually, the guy who's the tech guy. I like him a lot. He says there's no backup on the cloud. I suggested that to you a year ago in conversation. You said all I have in my email is all I have on my computer, which is email. And then, you know, the old computer I gave to one of the guys that works for me. He said maybe you can get the data restored and get that stuff back. And then, you know, it was like this guy left. He told me what to do. I didn't do it. So it then becomes my fault. I'm the dummy. I should have known better.
He can't retrieve your emails in order to get your email addresses? I mean, how does everyone retrieve Hillary's emails all the time? Do you have to call Julian Assange?
Yeah.
Can he help Doug?
You should call Julian Assange.
I can tweet at him. Dear Julian Assange, can you help Doug get his emails back?
I don't want the email. I just want the right addresses that make it easy for me to send an email to you. I get your wrong address. Jennifer, wrong address. Richie, wrong address. Everybody's address is the old address that came from, because all the Gmail things have held all the old addresses along with the new ones and the right ones.
Yeah.
So it just seems like it's the never-ending story. And I say, this is not my business. I needed to do my business.
This is why you have people.
Yes.
Your people should be doing this.
People should be doing this.
You're a big celebrity. You shouldn't have to deal with this.
Help you. Help me. Help you.
Yeah.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour now. This is where Rich and Victoria and I talk technology. I'm usually the leader of the discussion because of my familiarity with all the technology. So I'm going to turn it over to Victoria in a moment to talk about what Tinder has added in their dating app. Plus, if you're not vacuuming and you're using the name Tyson, what does that mean?
Tyson. Well,
maybe,
yeah.
What'd I say?
Tyson. Tyson. Not chicken nuggets.
It's a chicken.
You vacuum it with a chicken. We'll tell you how to get the best results.
Right, get the feathers out of your... we'll teach you how to get the feathers out of your vacuum cleaner in a moment here.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
What if you could go back in time and change the past? Would it put the future in danger? Tonight on NBC.
This guy went back in time trying to rewrite history. It could change the present in ways we can't predict.
From the creator of Supernatural and Revolution, and the creator of The Shield, the premiere of Timeless.
Who are you? We're actually...
This is Dr. Dre. I'm Nurse Jackie. We're from General Hospital.
Timeless premieres after the break tonight on NBC.
All right. By the way, that voice that you hear in those commercials for NBC is Harry Lennox, who is the leader of the special FBI unit on the blacklist. For those of you who didn't know that, how I was coming from. So there it is, Richie. You got it now. No, you're not going to learn that from listening to I'm.
Sure didn't. Thank God I was here for that.
Right. Okay. All right. So let's see. Tinder. As in, Tinder is a dating site, right?
It's a dating app, yes.
Dating app. Okay, so what have they done to boost their viability, availability, usability? What's the story?
Well, just like Facebook and a lot of other services where you can pay to boost your posts and boost your visibility, Tinder is now doing the same thing where you can pay. They have not announced what the fee will be. They're testing this in certain markets right now, but they said it'll be global soon. You'll be able to pay a fee through your account, and it gives you 30 minutes of being one of the top profiles in your swiping area. So this is a geographically...
What does swiping area mean?
It means geographically wherever you are. That's how Tinder works. So it says, so you look at your little GPS map and you see where you are, and then you see where all the other people around you geographically. I mean, this started as a hookup app, but people still use it for that, but now people are actually dating off of it.
Totally
so this
racist.
will give... How is this racist?
Well, what about people who can't afford to pay for the extra
access?
Are you
saying people, certain races can't afford?
No, I'm saying the people in the industry.
How is that racial? Yeah.
Rich is making it racist. Yeah, I keep going. Never mind.
I don't think Tinder is racist, but anyway.
It's racist. What about people who can't afford to pay? They're not going to have a date this weekend.
Well,
you're saying
that's
only black people can't afford to...
can't afford to pay for the extra coverage. For
but here's the thing. If you look at your... If you're on a Friday night and you're out on the prowl and you're within a certain geographic area and there's no one around you, you can boost your profile so that everyone even further distances will see you.
I just feel bad for the people who can't afford it.
Oh my God.
Will you stop? All right, next. Talking about the vacuum cleaner here.
Well,
Dyson.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Dyson is the futuristic vacuum cleaner company.
Right.
They are now in the hair dryer business. You shut
up. I think I'm going to take Captain Curmudgeon's cape and give it to Rich today.
There you go. So what's the story with this dryer?
So this is a hot item for Christmas lists, for not just for women, but for men as well, who want to cut down on their drying time in their hair drying time in the morning. This is Dyson's first foray into non-vacuums. It's a very strange looking wand with like an open donut hole at the end of it, and it's a hair dryer. It cuts down your drying time, they say, between 10 and 15 minutes depending on how long and thick your hair is. It's a lot quieter than most hair dryers, and it's a lot lighter because the motor is in the handle instead of like in the head. So it's listed at $399. A lot of people are wondering if it's worth it or not. Some of the beauty blogs are starting to do reviews of it as it hits the market, and it's getting really favorable reviews. So this could end up being a really big thing for Dyson as they move into these other types of products. Huh. And it has that cool futuristic look still.
I'm sorry, but if my wife comes home with a $300 hair dryer,
you wouldn't know, first of all.
I probably wouldn't. Oh my goodness.
Maybe
your wife. Hair dryers are expensive.
It wouldn't be such a sexist piece.
She buys it for $20.
So
that's not a good one.
She has to replace
makes her own. Yeah, makes her own money. Let her spend her own money where she wants to. It's not yours.
Yeah, that's sexist, Rich.
Yeah, Richie.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.